You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's get stuck into the matches then. Tuesday evening is the first of them. 8pm kickoff at Old Trafford as Manchester United take on Hull City. Man United 1-5 in the betting. The draw is 6-1 and Hull City are 14-1. The market very lopsided, Dave. And what you've just said there, you don't expect an upset here?
No, I don't. I think it's lopsided for a reason. Manchester United have that incredible recent record. They've won their last 8 games in all competitions and have an incredible record against Hull City as well. They've won 11 of their last 12 against Hull and drawn the other one. So Hull are definitely outmatched here against Manchester United, but I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And Hull have got... you mentioned they've got bigger fish to fry. They are struggling in the league, obviously. Hull City, at the moment, they are bottom of the Premier League, picked up just 13 points from 20 games this season. Mike Phelan, obviously, has been sacked by Hull City and they've brought in Marco Silva. They've already got an injury crisis at centre-half as well, Hull City. In that 2-0 win against Swansea, which was a surprise, I thought, in the FA Cup at the weekend, they actually fielded 3 midfielders in the back four. Curtis Davis and Michael Dawson are both injured, so they have trouble defensively. And given what Jose Mourinho said in the lead-up to this match about bringing back the big guns for this game, I think he's already said that Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Paul Pogba and Henrik Mkhitaryan are going to play in this game. They're going to, I think, play their full starting 11, or near as damn it, and that is that spells disaster for Hull City as far as I'm concerned. They look good at all of a sudden, Manchester United, don't they, as well? I mean, you look at their recent run, it's been pretty impressive. That win against Reading with the, not second string out, but a few of the top players rested, they were strong. Wayne Rooney got that goal, which equaled Sir Bobby Charlton's scoring record.
Yeah, did you see Sir Bobby Charlton's face, by the way, when they punted him in the crowd when that happened?
No, I didn't.
He didn't look very happy.
No, it's just grim, grim-faced. Yeah. And he's going to break it eventually, Wayne Rooney. I just wonder, like, if you thought he was going to start in this game, you'd think this is going to be it for Wayne Rooney. 19-20 to score any time. He's going to break the record. I'm sure it's how he always imagined League Cup semi-final at home against Hull City.
Yep.
When he's played in, he's won 5 league titles and he's been in 3 Champions League finals. It was always going to come down to this. but if he starts, maybe look at him for a goal at 19-20. 2 or more is available at 4-1. But I like Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and I know you're not going to get overly rich backing Ibrahimovic to score. I think it's a decent price on Ibrahimovic to score and Manchester United to win at 7-10.
Yeah,
he scored 4-4, Ibrahimovic. I've already talked about Hull City's weakness defensively.
Yeah.
If there's one man you want to be going in with your starting centre halves against, it's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, because he's so strong, so powerful, and still at 35 years old, he's moving so well. And they always say it's the first 10 yards are in your head, don't they? And he can position himself perfectly. And his link-up play with Paul Pogba has been a real theme over the last 2 months for Manchester United. Yeah. And it's been the cornerstone of their winning run, really. I thought they were very good against West Ham in that game prior to the win against Reading. Obviously, Sofyan Feghouli's red card in the opening 15 minutes turned that game. Good in the second half. They were pretty average in the first half. They came back against Middlesbrough, won well, 2-1 there. Beat Sunderland 3-1. So they are beginning to fire on all cylinders. This comes as a distraction for Hull. It's a big moment for Manchester United in this season, because Jose Mourinho will want silverware with Manchester United. You saw that in his tenure with Chelsea, both spells. He's won the League Cup 3 times. Only Brian Clough and Alex Ferguson, Sir Alex Ferguson, I better get that in, Sir Alex Ferguson, have won the League Cup more times than Jose Mourinho. And I think Manchester United, having progressed to the League Cup final in 8 of their last 10 semi-final appearances, they made it through to the final. I think they'll win this game comprehensively. I'm looking at Manchester United. I like -2 on the handicap betting. I think the thump hole here, -2 is 11-8, gives Mourinho the opportunity in the second leg to rest players. And I think that will be crucial and key for him. So I'll go Manchester United -2 at 11-8.
Okay. It is 5 days as well before the next Premier League game. So they can play a strong side here, Manchester United. And it's not the end of the world in terms of back-to-back fixtures, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So.
It's a big positive, this, actually, for Manchester United when you compare it to... That's a huge game on Sunday. That game at Old Trafford against Liverpool is massive. Manchester United get the extra day's rest, which I think is going to be big in that game, because it will be intense, that atmosphere at Old Trafford. And I think Mourinho will set up in his usual pragmatic way in that match and try and maybe eke out a 1-0 or 2-0 win in that game, because he knows that if he sets his team up to be expansive against that Liverpool side, they'll get picked off.
Yeah, and he's a master at parking the bus.
He's a master at you know, setting up his team in the best possible, to give them the best possible chance of winning.
Yeah,
and it does grain with some people that perhaps he doesn't play the sort of fluent football that you come to expect from a top team like Chelsea or Manchester United, but generally throughout his career it's worked, so you give him that benefit of the doubt. And if they get that result against Liverpool, it will obviously enhance their top four chances for the season, and I think that's what he's looking for at this moment. If Chelsea begin to slip a little bit, we can't read too much into that result against Spurs yet, but if they start to drop points, then maybe Mourinho will be thinking, listen, we've got a chance of winning the title now. But at the moment, this moment in time, that top four's a necessity.
Jose Mourinho and Manchester United have no chance of winning the title, by the way, just putting that out there. A couple of enhanced odds markets just to mention quickly, Dave, before we move on. Henrik Mkhitaryan to score and Man United to win. That was 23-20. That's now 6-4. Can I tempt you with that?
Yeah, I think if he starts, he's playing fantastically, isn't he? So, yeah, I don't mind that at all. Do I want to take 6-4 Mkhitaryan and Manchester United over 7-10 Ibrahimovic and Manchester United? Maybe not. But yeah, that seems fine.
Okay. And the other one, pro Manchester United, because you're leaning that way. Marcus Rashford to score, Man United to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. That was 9-2. That's now 5-1. I suppose the scorelines are the bit that you won't like in there, because you think they'll give Hull a bit of a pasting.
Yeah, I think it could be more than that. I think I'd be surprised if Hull scored in the game. I would. If you're looking for Hull to score, Robert Snodgrass. Every time Hull score, you think, oh, that must be Robert Snodgrass, yeah. And it almost always is. So I don't know. I think if they are to score in the game, it's going to be Snodgrass. But I don't see them scoring.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.